Okay, I think we should get started. I think Amanda's coming, so. Okay, we'll return to order as council. Would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman. Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Okay, we have a couple of time certain items this afternoon. The first is 368.
Did you want to take care of that item left
over
from this morning?
Oh, sorry, yes. We do have one item left over from the morning agenda, which is 367.
Authorize application to the Department of Homeland Security through its Federal Emergency Management Agency for a grant in the amount of $100,000 for a smoke alarm carbon monoxide detector awareness campaign and the purchase of smoke alarm carbon monoxide detectors for the hearing impaired community.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello. See your name. My name's Kim Kosmos. I'm with Portland Fire and Rescue.
And Aaron Brooks, Portland Fire and Rescue.
So tell us about this grant.
We have been providing smoke detectors or smoke alarms for the general public since 1990. And it's a concern of ours that the hard of hearing community has never really been approached for helping them with smoke alarms also and carbon monoxide. But that's one thing we would like to do is be able to have this offer for that community to give them the specialized units because they're not typical. The thing is that they have to have a bed shaker, which is one portion of it, and then there's a strobe also that's another piece. Mm-hmm. And so they are expensive. So that's been one deterrent possibly for people. And the state does offer it currently. But we would also like to be able to offer that to those communities.
And as a note, if folks who are hard of hearing do call us, we do provide them with one.
Yes.
But we want to do outreach. A lot of people don't know that they need them.
That's great.
How expensive are they compared to the, you know, sort of standard store bought?
Well, a standard smoke alarm is anywhere from $20 to $30 or so. And with both pieces of the unit, it comes to about $297. So it is a lot different in cost, definitely.
But still, if you get this grant, you can buy quite a few of them. So that's
yes,
great. That's
yes.
Great.
You know, I was just curious. The other day, I lost my keys, and I was in a fit about it. And my wife reminded me that I have an app that allows me to locate them. So I just pushed the app, and it told me that I had left them at work. But I'm wondering, could you conceivably have a system where you got a notification on your phone or something else or your computer in addition to what you currently have?
As far as alerting the
yeah.
individual? Well, the way these work is that they also would need to have a smoke alarm, a basic smoke alarm, in their wherever they're living, their residence, because it's all keyed off of the alert. The tone of the alert sets off the bed shaker and the strobe. So an app on your phone, I honestly don't know if they have something like that.
Other questions, comments from the council? Great. Thank you both. Thanks very much. Is there anyone that wants to speak on this item? If not, then it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a roll call vote.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you for spending half a day with us. Sure, you
civics.
Got a lot
civics.
Out of all the morning proceedings. So, aye, thank you.
Novick.
Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, this is good work. There was just a really tragic death in Maryland of a whole family from carbon monoxide poisoning. So these detectors save lives, and it's really good work that we make them available to folks that would not be able to hear a conventional one. So thanks for doing this, and wish you good luck with the grant application.
Thank you.
Aye. Thank you.